Tradition plays a major role in all the world's religions and is especially sacrosanct in Islam, a primary source of Islamic law and of Muslim faith and belief. Think about the role of the traditions of the Prophet, for example. While the authority of the Quran remains paramount for all observant Muslims, for all, the Quran is the final and complete word of God, although they may differ in terms of their interpretation. So while it remains paramount, reminiscent of biblical criticism, although not exactly the same, but reminiscent of it, some scholars, more non-Muslim than Muslim, have raised substantive questions about the historicity of the Quran, Muhammad, and much of early Islamic history. However, the majority of scholars, while affirming the need for ongoing reassessment of scholarship in light of new information, would continue to affirm the essential historicity of the Prophet and the text of the Quran. Because Islam is the youngest of the Abrahamic faiths in terms of the establishment of the community, its historical issues are far less complicated than historical questions regarding, for example, early biblical prophets like Moses, David, and Saul. Non-Muslim and some Muslim scholars have also questioned the authenticity of many prophetic traditions. While some have questioned the authenticity of the bulk of the hadith, most have not. Wherever one stands on this issue, at the very least, the hadith are important, for they represent a glimpse of the early social history of the Muslim community, its issues, concerns, and responses. The voices of change are not restricted to the ulama, the traditional standard bearers of Islam. Increasingly, reformers are modern educated and Islamically oriented laymen and women who assert their competence to address issues as diverse as bioethics and medical ethics, birth control, abortion, cloning, gender relations, violence and religious extremism, democratization and pluralism. At the end of the 20th century, the future of Islam in the 21st century held the hope of a new millennium of globalization and opportunity. For many Muslims, certainly as a result of the early part of the 1990s, the Oslo Accords, there were dreams of peace in Palestine, increased democratization, and greater freedom in Muslim countries, and the growth and empowerment of Muslims in America and Europe, where Islam had emerged as a major religious presence. However, the lives, expectations, and dreams of many were shattered with the 9/11 terrorist attacks against the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. I, in fact, at that time, was writing a book called The Future of Islam, which I had to put on the back burner and instead address the issues of 9/11 in a book called Unholy War, Terror in the Name of Islam, and then one called What Everyone Needs to Know About Islam. And it's only now, and even tentatively, that I've returned to dealing with the subject of the future of Islam. 9/11 reinforced the voices of a clash of civilizations between peoples, so some said, who were diametrically opposed, who had diametrically opposed principles, values, and interests. How many of us remember after 9/11, when people said, why did this happen? The answer was, I don't know, or it's just a clash. They're completely different than we are. They don't like our democracy, our freedoms, our secularism, our capitalism. Within a matter of hours, a handful of terrorists transformed the 21st century from a century of great expectations to a world dominated by an American-led war against global terrorism. It reinforced the image of Islam and Muslims into a religion and a people to be feared and fought. Historically, religion has been and continues to be used and misused or abused. This is true for all religions. While religion is a source of transcendence, a transcendent God, a source of people being able to transcend themselves, historically, it has also had its dark side. And we've looked at part of that dark side. Religions like Judaism, Christianity, and Islam that teach peace, the value of human life, moral accountability and responsibility, have been used to legitimate, as we've seen in the past and in recent times, holy wars, crusades, the slaughter of innocent people, whether we're talking about times past or more recently.